Hi, I'm Eve.
And I'm Eva.
And you're listening to What's in Your Cup.
This is a platform to invite others into our coffee, margaritas, iced dirty chai without milk dates.
To discuss important, beautiful, and difficult things, all within the context of our friendship.
So pull up a chair.
And join us for today's episode. Woohoo.
Woohoo. Eva,
what are you drinking?
Well, you know, what's in my cup, Eve, is vanilla chai black tea.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
It's literally just a tea bag.
Okay.
If I was feeling fancy, I would have put some milk in it and some stevia.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's really good. But I'm not, because I don't have any milk.
So. I, for the longest time, could not wrap my brain around milk and tea. And then I had it and I lost my mind.
It's so weirdly good.
It's so good. I don't know how it translates though to almond milk because I don't eat dairy. I know that almond milk froths really well. So like hot drinks do really good. Oat milk. Oh, freaking heck.
What is it? The iced chai with oat milk?
Oh my gosh. Dirty chai.
Dirty
with
chai.
Oat milk. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. The double hitter of caffeine. Sometimes I do a double dirty chai.
Oh, damn.
With oat milk. And then I'm just anxious all day.
Yeah.
And then I'm just really jittery. Anyways, love the mug too. Super cute. Nobody can see it, but.
It's a lesson into our friendship. Congratulations.
Welcome in.
What's in your cup, Eve?
Mm-hmm. I am still sipping on the same homemade iced coffee with almond-based hazelnut creamer and a little bit of liquid sweetener.
And your metal straw.
And my metal straw, my glass cup, because we love ourselves and the environment here at What's in Your Cup. It's a little watered down now. It's a lot watered down now, but it's still good.
Good. So the topic for today is
hobbies,
as decided about 10 minutes ago.
When you hear the word hobby, like, what is your thought? Like, how would you define hobby?
Okay, well, my immediate thought when I hear the word hobbies is knitting, which is not one of my hobbies. It used to be, but I don't know.
Because you were middle school.
It's just my knee-jerk reaction. What are your hobbies? Well, I don't knit, so. I would love to, though. I would love to take up knitting. I think that would be bomb.
I feel like everybody says that, but it's like, it's just for the bit. It's like a joke. I don't think anybody like, does anybody seriously like, no, I want to knit. No, I really want to knit. I'm like, no, I want to knit because then I can say I knit as a hobby and it's funny.
Which I think says a lot just about your personality.
Do you want to speak more into that?
No, I was just kidding.
No, that's what I thought.
So when I hear the word hobbies, I think when I was in middle school, before I was really involved in school, I had a lot more hobbies. I would draw all the time. I would write poetry, write prose, write songs. Such that a 12-year-old girl writes.
She wrote prose in the way that a 12-year-old was writing these prose. So take that for what you want.
Yeah. So we won't get into that.
Can we have an open mic episode where you just like read our poetry back and forth? Like, what is that? Was
yes.
Like, Steve Hell?
Yes. Please.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so down. So I think when people ask about my hobbies nowadays, it's a little more difficult because work has consumed my life and school consumed my life before. And so when people say, well, what do you do in your free time? I'm like, well, I watch Netflix and and I totally don't look into the things that the creative things that I really do try to do.
Does a hobby have to be creative in your mind?
I think because I am more creatively inclined, I assume that it is, when I think of my hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
So
something in my brain equates hobbies to like, well, what kind of artistic endeavor are you,
right.
on? And it's funny to me because I think a hobby can be a sport and whatever. Not that I would dare try to play a sport.
Oh, not us.
Actually, which is such a trash statement because I love sand volleyball. Am I good? No. Do I love it? Absolutely.
Yeah. But would you consider it a hobby?
I don't know because, Eva, I don't know what a hobby is.
Yeah.
I think this word in my brain has, like, a really negative connotation. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's, like, a hobby's, like, useless, and it's kind of, like, almost, like, elementary. You know what I mean? It's, like, for children. Like, adults don't have hobbies. Or if they do, it's, like, because they have too much time on their hands.
Interesting.
And then I, like, rewrite what?
That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then I try to, like, rewrite the narrative in my brain, right? I'm like, no, like, hobbies are good. Like, something to engage in that doesn't necessarily have a purpose. It's like good important, and important essential. And like wholesome is like part of living a wholesome life. And then I will, and then I get into this thing, right? Of like, well, too bad I don't do that. in this way, that, right, like for so long, school has like taken over my time. Well, and I remember too, so this summer I was at a training and they're like, you have 2 hours of free time. It's recreation, recreate well. And you saw all the veteran staffers like split. And they're like, I know exactly what I'm going to do. I know exactly what I need. I know exactly what recreate well means and like how to do that. And then all of us first years are sitting there like,
what?
The thing is, I don't have anything to study. So I don't really know what I'm supposed to be doing. Right. Yeah. And so like some of us went to like Mall of America. Other people went for walks. Some people like called a friend. Some people napped. Mm-hmm. And we all came back and were like, I wasn't supposed to do that. That wasn't a good use of my time.
Interesting. So, good use. I think we need to emphasize that. It wasn't a good use of our time.
Right. Well, like I didn't feel like when I came back from the 2 hours, I didn't feel like I recreated well.
Right.
And like we all know what they meant by that and we had no idea how to do it for ourselves. And I think that's really like the beginning of this like, what are my hobbies? What do I do? Like quest. But
so I think that a lot of what we're saying leads into this quote, which I'm going to butcher, that
do it
by Brené Brown, where she says that creativity, when left unused, is not benign. It metastasizes into grief, shame, anger, etc.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
My unused hobbies, like, am I grieving because I don't have a hobby?
So I think that we are on this fine line between what it means to have a hobby and also discussing creativity and also discussing recreating well. And so
I think it's fair to say – sorry, go ahead.
You're good. So I read a couple of paragraphs of Brené Brown's book.
And no, what a tongue twister.
Blah, 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 blah. and she talked about, it's all about wholeheartedness, right? And the importance of recreating well in being wholehearted. And she said that she found herself one day just scrolling mindlessly through Facebook because she was, you know, quote unquote, recreating, and she realized that this wasn't feeding her, it was like more draining, and so she thought, how can I make better use of my time? And she took a movie off the shelf that she had been wanting to see and sat down and watched that, and so it was a purposeful and intentional use of her time that was still recreational, but it didn't have to lead into a creation of something or a purpose.
Yeah. I think the without purpose is important in discussing hobbies, right? I think so much of our life is driven by a purpose, which is like good and important. But I also think that the space to like, mayhaps it's like a thing of like play, like play is without purpose. Yeah. It's actually like really important for children to play. And as we're like called to be childlike, it is important for us. So maybe a hobby is just like an adult version of playing.
Yeah.
Which is like a really sweet thought. It's really interesting though. Yeah. I think, goodness, there's just like so much in that. I'm like trying to process like where I even want to like, I like the wholehearted thing. And I think that that's something that I have an issue with when somebody like asks me, like, Eve, what is your hobby? Right. I think it's easy for me to say, like, oh, I write or I read. And are they like wholehearted? I don't know. When I think about writing, for me at least, well, I think it's fair to say that both of our hobbies are going to tend towards creative
Yeah,
things, like the
absolutely.
arts in some way, because I think we're just more like we're artsy people. But when I think about writing, it doesn't, I don't feel comfortable calling it a hobby because it doesn't, it feels wholehearted in this like almost like compulsion. You know what I mean? Like, I don't write when I have an hour and a half to kill. I write when it is like seeping out of me, when I like need
Yeah.
to get it out in some way.
So
And like writing is the way that I do that.
if I
But writing is
understand,
a hobby.
yeah, so if I am understanding you correctly, are you saying that writing to you is elevated beyond simply a hobby?
I don't know if it's elevated or if it's just in like a different realm. So I guess in my brain, a hobby is like, oh, I have some free time. What do I want to do with it? I don't sit down and like, I'm gonna write. You know what I mean? Writing is kind of this thing that happens at like 1 in the morning when, my brain is going or thinking or like creative juices are flowing. And like, sure, I could like, there's a thing about creativity of like, we create even when we don't feel creative, right? It is like a muscle too that we like have to use in order to keep up. So I guess I do a little bit of that, but it doesn't feel right. And I guess I don't know what about it doesn't feel right, other than it's just this thing that like I have to do sometimes. And I enjoy sharing it. I would say that reading my poetry or like going to poetry nights or open mic nights is more of a hobby than the like act of writing. Does that make sense?
I think that I'm trying to wrap my mind around it. I think that it makes sense. I think it can you say going out and doing something? That's a hobby. So my dad rides motorcycles and checks out craft breweries, and that's his hobby.
What a
And he
cool
can
man.
say that. I know. Shout out to you, Keith. but and I also think that we need to be more merciful in ourselves. And we are simply 23 years old and we are discovering more. We haven't settled into, maybe we haven't settled into what a hobby is.
Is
And I think it's also
the
to,
people should stop asking us, like they expect us to have an answer, and then maybe, yeah, it's like creating this crisis in me, like I don't know, I don't have a hobby, I'm not a well-rounded person, don't hire me, like I don't know.
Okay, so something that I was asked in my interview for my most recent job was, what do you do in your free time, right? What do you do to take care of yourself? So maybe this is also a conversation
Is
about
self-care a
self-care,
hobby?
right? But our
No, I
hobby is
don't think so.
self-care.
I think that having a hobby is a part of caring for yourself well. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I think that like having a hobby is part of like living a healthy, well-rounded life. I don't know that self-care is a hobby. You know what I mean?
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I think that there's a, I don't think self-care is a hobby, but I think that hobbies
Are part of
contribute to
self-care.
self-care.
Exactly. So here we are trying to figure out if we have hobbies, what a hobby is.
Do we even take care of ourselves?
I'm trying so hard. Oh, and I think that we're engaging in this conversation and taking it seriously is a good sign that we want to care for ourselves well. And I think a lot of post-grad young adult life is learning what that actually means. You know what I mean? There's a level of freedom going into college that 18-year-olds have to adjust to. But especially at Benedictine, where we went, right? There's still a lot of things, a lot of places in our lives that are still taken care of for us. And so then when we graduate, it's just another shifting. It's another level of entering in a little more deeply to fully caring for ourselves as mm-hmm. adults. And I think there's just like a lot more time, which is funny because people told me that college kids have a lot of free time. Mm-hmm. And in the way that I believe that, I also just don't. I also took 22 credit hours. Oh my gosh. So maybe I'm not the best person to speak into free time as a college kid. But just can't relate. Anyways, yeah, we're here now. And I guess I'm just like having this little crisis of like, what is a hobby? Also, when I just like think about it, I'm like, when I think about, do I want, like, what would I want my hobbies to be? I think of things, I'm like, well, I kind of get bored. I like, it sounds nice. And then I just kind of get bored.
Right. Which maybe is the difference between purpose-driven, you know, deadline-driven, end-driven, versus hobbies. Because hobbies are things that you can do until you feel bored.
Mm.
So I would
does
say,
a hobby reach an end when you're bored? Is that what you're saying? Like,
maybe
even when you're engaging in your hobby, like there will come a point where you're just like bored.
Well, are you saying bored with the activity and at all, or are you saying bored of the activity within the 2 hours and then you take a break and then in a week you do that activity again and you're not bored any longer?
No, so I guess when I think about it, I was very into like art as a kid and like mm-hmm. drawing and painting and whatever. And I could do it for hours alone. So like as a kid, I would definitely say that one of my hobbies was like drawing, painting, making art in that way. And now I think about it, I'm like, I mean, I'll do it, but I don't really want to.
So
if somebody invites me to paint, I'd be happy to do it. But I realize that it's more about just like spending time with someone than it is like actually painting. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So it's not as life-giving as it was.
Used to be. Yeah. I think I just want something that like, gives me life and like I can count on it doing that. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. maybe today, like going for a walk will be life-giving, but mm-hmm. tomorrow, maybe not. And in my brain, I guess a hobby is something like consistent.
That you can go to that feeds you and fills mm-hmm. you.
And well, is purposeless maybe. And is good. And there's just a lot of criteria around a hobby now. Damn, this is hard.
Maybe we were made for more than just hobbies then.
Mayhaps.
Because, okay, so I'm thinking about this and I've got a lot of different thoughts. I'm thinking about when I went into college and I was trying to figure out what I wanted to study. And I thought mm-hmm. about the same thing. I was a lot more into drawing and I was a lot more into photography and writing. But when asked if I wanted to pursue any of those as a career, I really shied away from it because I didn't feel that I was passionate about any one of those things enough to do it for the rest of my life.
And huge.
So when I sat down and thought, what am I passionate enough about? I came up with two things, the Catholic Church and people. And originally was a theology or was pursuing theology teaching and then decided I didn't want to be a teacher. So went down the psychology tract, which remains true. I think you spoke about when you will join somebody to paint, it's more about hanging out with that person, spending time with that person than it is about the thing that you are doing. And so that remains the purpose.
Is a hobby, can my hobby be hanging out with people?
I think it can. And I think that it goes, so we talk about like purposeless things. And I think we struggle with that. I'm just going back to, we struggle with that because can praying be a hobby?
I've talked about this before. It's like, I want to say like, it's also just kind of like an obligation and the way that like my faith is not driven by obligation, but also like, on the days that I don't want to pray, right? Why do I show up to pray? Because I know
it's a relationship and you would do it with a friend too. You still have obligations to your friends.
Sure.
Yes. So, but there's a purpose in that, but.
Yeah. When I don't want to say like hanging out with friends is purposeless, like.
No,
I'm just doing this to like have a well-rounded life. You know what I mean? Like it sounds apathetic in some kind of way. It makes me sound like I'm using people now, which I'm not. I'm just trying to find a hobby, guys.
Will you be my hobby?
So at least when you're honest with me, like, hey, I just like the point of this is like that I need a hobby. Like you're gonna be my hobby. That's like
Right,
not
which
right.
is
That's not
not
right.
to say to any man that you're dating either. I'm at me. No, I'm just kidding. At me 2 years ago, I'm gonna fix you. You're gonna be my new hobby.
You're my hobby. My hobby's fixing people.
Okay, well, that's a little too
Okay,
true for me.
let's put
Let's
another distinction in this. Healthy hobbies, friends.
healthy hobbies.
Healthy
Well,
hobbies. That's what we're looking for.
I think it's something to distinguish between purposeless hanging out with people and purposeful hanging out with people. Like sometimes you would come to Kansas City and it would just be to see me, and we didn't have anything on our agenda. And then there were some times where you would come to Kansas City because you needed
I
to go
needed to do
shopping
something.
or you needed to give a talk, and we were also together and we were doing that thing together, but it was purposeful.
Well, I guess,
Where?
yeah, we're just really working ourselves into a doozy
Do we need to have a conclusion? Is this
here. I
part
don't
of?
think so. I don't think
No.
so.
Okay, great.
Guys, please go over to our Twitter account and help us sift through this.
Yeah. What are your hobbies?
Question mark.
Question mark.
What
What
is
is
a
a hobby?
hobby? Somebody help us. Well, yeah, I guess this is the whole thing of like hobbies just have a really negative connotation in my brain. And I guess when like it is without purpose, like, well, I think when I look at like hanging out with people as a hobby, like, I don't know, because I'm like, no, the purpose of relationships is like to get to know someone and to like develop something there. But I also don't go into like every little hangout sesh or whatever with you. You know what I mean? Like with today, I'm going to get to know Eva in an intentional and meaningful way. And the purpose of this hangout is to like know her heart better and to find Christ in that. You know what I mean? Like
Which is
it's
so
weird.
beautiful, but it would be
But
exhausting to enter
untrue.
into every like encounter that way, and it would kind of lose its authenticity too. So let's just say hanging out with people is not a hobby in the way that we're thinking.
Yeah. So now I guess is the problem that we need to redefine hobby in our brain, or is it that we need to find a new word for hanging out with people?
Well, hanging
Like
out
a
with
new
people is
category.
something you do in your free time. Praying is something you
It
do in
gives
your
me
free
life.
time.
But not everything that I do in my free time is a hobby.
So,
So now what? I really need, we need a guest. We need somebody to just like pop in and be like, this is where you're going wrong. This is what I'm thinking.
We
this
need
is
a
what you're
buffer.
trying to say.
We need a
Oh god.
buffer for our own existential.
This is so funny.
It's so funny.
Well, Eva, I just don't know. Don't
Right.
know. Well, I
Well.
would say that one of my hobbies is this fair? Can I say that one of my hobbies is going to coffee shops?
Yeah, because
I
that's something
love
that you
finding a
do.
new coffee shop, taking a book, taking in
Yes.
the aesthetic, like tasting their espresso, seeing like
Yes.
I love to go to a new coffee shop. It's like a little experiment. I go to a new coffee shop with a book, and I'm looking for like the aesthetic, like the environment, and I'm
Ooh.
looking to see how their dirty iced chai with oat milk compares to other coffee shops. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's a hobby. It's something that I do in my
That
free
is
time. I enjoy
100% a hobby.
it.
She has a hobby, guys.
I have
So my hobby
Guys.
is thrifting. That's my hobby
Yeah, it
because it's
is.
something going. I go out and I love to sift through things
You
and
do.
find treasures. And
You do.
sometimes I don't find anything, but still the act of going out and being with people, and it's low key creative driven too, because you see
Yeah,
things
oh, for
and you're
sure.
like, wow, this would be really interesting if I paired something like this with something like that, blah, 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 blah. Or finding a book, or I don't know. I think that's my hobby.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I would say so. And yeah. You said in there, like, I'm going out with people, not that a hobby has, and you don't always go with people.
Well, not in Florida. Because I have no one. I'm just kidding.
That's a lie. You have a boyfriend. Are you shitting me? You have a built-in someone.
Yes. However, he's only gone thrifting with me once, and he hated it almost the whole time.
That's unfortunate. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. It's good. I went shopping for him originally, and I was shifting through all these men's shirts, and this man approached me and he said, "Hey," and I was like, "Oh no." And he was like, he gave me his card, told me that he was interested in selling some of his clothes because he thought that I was looking for like name brands and things to post on the internet and sell for more money. And I was like,
"Oh, my cousin does that." Yeah.
I said, that is more than a hobby, sir.
Purpose. What's the point? My cousin was like, "Oh, that's my going out money." You know what I mean? So for her, it's like a side hustle. But there, if you just go. Like, if you enjoyed like house flipping, is what I'm thinking of.
House flipping.
Some people do it for profit. Like, it is their career to flip houses, and other people just like this creative outlet. And I don't think like I know somebody who graduated from Benedictine who like sells her art. You know what I mean? So not to say that your hobby can't have in it, like an outcome of like use, but I think there's a mentality shift in it, right? An intentional shift in it of like, this is my hobby and actually I want to share this thing with other people, right? So like writing, if I were to really say that writing were my hobby and then sharing, but I'm not writing for the sake of sharing,
right?
You know what I mean?
You're not writing for the sake of sharing, but you are writing
and that's an accidental
end result. Okay.
So
sweet.
Maybe there's just like a lot of, maybe hobbies are very driven by intentions. Like, why are you doing this? You know what I mean? So maybe anything could be a hobby depending on your intention.
Yeah. Depending on your intention. And if your intention is purposeless.
I think I have some beef with that word, but I think we're not going to get into it right now.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Find us on Twitter.
Really, guys. Yeah. No, but actually.
Find us on Twitter.
Our Twitter handle. What is our twiddle? What is our Twitter handle, Eva?
Our Twitter handle is @whatsinyourcup_.
The underscore is my favorite part of the handle, and I don't know why. Oh, you know why? I'm going to tell the story, and then we're really going to wrap this up.
Okay.
So in middle school, I went to a private school. We had this, like, work to do over the summer, and it was a huge project, and we had to turn it in on the first day. Mm-hmm. And there was this one activity that, like, we were having so much trouble with. And so I called my friend. And she's like, "I found this website that really helps." And I was like, "Okay, what is it? I'm going to write it down." So I get out a pen and paper. And she's like, "Do you know what an underscore is?" And I had no idea what an underscore was, but I was too embarrassed to say so.
Yeah,
so I was
like, yeah.
Yeah. So she's like, "Great. It's what's," we'll just say, it's just, we're just going to go with this. She's like, "What's?" And so I wrote "what's." She goes, "underscore." And then I wrote out the whole word underscore in underscore, wrote it out every time. She's like, "Eva, why are you writing so slow?" And I was like, "No, I'm not. I'm ready. Keep going." And so then I'm like writing out the whole word underscore time. And then I typed it into the URL thing, underscore, because I didn't know what an underscore was. So now every time I see an underscore, use an underscore, whatever I think about middle school Eve being too prideful to be like, "I don't know what an underscore is. Would you please tell me?"
This is amazing. That's phenomenal.
Yeah. So you can go over to our Twitter handle, @whatsinyourcup_, and roast me for that. And also, please, I don't think I've ever been more, I don't want to say desperate, but like more eager for feedback than I am right now. Like, please tell us, what do you think is a hobby? What defines a hobby? What are characteristics of a hobby? Do you have a hobby? Do we have hobbies? Are we mislabeling these activities hobbies? Maybe you could affirm me if it is a hobby. I don't, guys. Please. Until next time, we're signing off.
Bye.
We love you. Bye.
We love you.